Can the president make himself judge, jury, and executioner and kill an American anywhere on the planet whom the president alone has decided, perhaps in consultation in secret with others, is a danger to society and to national security?
That's not a president. That's a dictator. That's a complete violation of due process, separation of powers. You don't put in the White House and our framers, as you know so well with your books, the founders of our republic refused, I say refused, Article 1, Section 8, to begin with, to put the power to exercise violence abroad and plunge a nation into a war in the hands of the president. He has done that now. He has outdone Bush in his unconstitutional behavior, not just with what you described, but he also attacked Libya without any war resolution, never mind declaration of war from Congress,
right.
without any authorization or appropriation of money. That's the way a dictator. He took $1 billion himself and put it on the war in Libya.
And Ralph, the Congress, like a potted plant, did nothing. We got to go. We appreciate your